Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Our entire economy is in danger. So I propose that the federal government reduce the risk posed by these troubled assets and supply urgently needed money so banks and other financial institutions can avoid collapse and resume lending.
That, of course, is President Bush addressing the nation last night, his first ever primetime speech devoted exclusively to the economy. And it's just one of the major political shockwaves radiating out from Washington this September morning. We're going to get instant voter reaction to the speech and to issues in the political campaign from Andrea Bernstein, who's in Northern Virginia. But on Capitol Hill, Democratic and Republican lawmakers have been meeting throughout the night to hash out a deal on the $700 billion rescue plan. The economic crisis has clobbered the presidential candidate debates, or maybe it's just the McCain campaign. John McCain is saying he will not show up at tomorrow's presidential debate unless a bailout passes. Joining me now to look at all this is our Mr. Chips in Washington, Todd Zwillick of Capital News Connection. Todd, thanks for being with us.
Hey, good morning.
Lots to think about and talk about as far as lawmakers are concerned. They're working on this plan, but they're also seeing the fallout in the political campaign, and they listened to the president's speech last night. What's the reaction there?
Well, what the president, from where I sit on Capitol Hill, what the president was really doing was what lawmakers, especially his own Republican lawmakers, have been asking him to do since Monday or Tuesday morning. On Tuesday morning, Vice President Cheney came up on the Hill with Josh Bolton, the White House Chief of Staff, to rally the troops, to get them all in a big room, say, we know this is not what you want to vote for. We know this is a massive government intervention. We know this goes against your conservative free market principles. We need you. The country needs you. This is a crisis. And what many of them said to him is, Mr. Vice President, this, you know, 95% of mortgage holders are paying their mortgages and have not foreclosed. The foreclosure rate is 5%. Now, that's high, but 95% don't have any foreclosure. People in Omaha, Nebraska, people in Oklahoma don't think this affects them. They think this is a bailout of the fat cats on Wall Street. That's how they, many of them, unfortunately, that's how they view New York. You know, it's a bailout of fat cats and aristocrats. The president needs to give people an understanding of how this affects them so that we can vote for this without them sending us out on a rail. Otherwise, we can't justify it. Well, it's a tough vote anyway, but we can't justify it unless you explain to them what this potentially means for them. And I think that's what he was really trying to do.
Well, and to that end, listen to this excerpt from the speech, and then I want to talk to you about whether Bush is on message here or maybe feeling a little bit out of touch.
Ultimately, our country could experience a long and painful recession.
Now, that's if this bailout doesn't pass. I'm wondering if, from the perspective of lawmakers who are in touch with their constituents, and many of whom are actually running for re-election, if they feel there's a lot of people out there who think we're already having a long and painful recession.
And you walk a very fine line, and lawmakers have said this. They said, you know, the fine line is, like we said, the president has to make a very clear case about how this affects people. The downside of that is the clearer and more salient case he makes, the tougher the case he makes to vote for Republicans, and much more seriously than that, the tougher the case, you know, he could cause a panic. You know, if the president goes on and says too much, you could have a bank run or something. Now, nobody's necessarily afraid that's going to happen today, but that is the line that they consider. It has to be serious enough that people say, okay, member of Congress, hold your nose and we'll let you survive if you vote for it, versus, oh, my God, did you hear what came out of the president's mouth? I'm getting my money out of these institutions. So that's the line they're walking.
Well, let's talk about the Republican reaction. You say that as this proceeds, it makes it harder and harder for people to vote for Republicans. What is Republican reaction to both the president's speech and to what appears to be something of a crisis in the McCain campaign?
Well, I roamed the Capitol a little bit after the speech last night, and there weren't a lot of people around, but I did run into a couple of straggling members. They both happened to be Republicans, so I can tell you what two people said. They both thought that the president struck the tone they were looking for, that the president struck the notes that they told the vice president on Tuesday morning they needed to hear. Now, of course, there's a cliche in Washington, the devil's in the details. So at 10 o'clock this morning, bipartisan leaders of the banking committees and the leadership are meeting. They say the intent is to finalize a bill. That doesn't mean they'll do it, but the intent is to finalize a bill. They're saying there's broad agreement on these broad outlines, some of the things you mentioned in the intro. So we'll see what the details are of all these things. And it's possible they could have it done, by the weekend. Now, as far as McCain is concerned, real quickly, I don't know whether it's a crisis or not for him. I do know one thing. The idea that he's suspending his campaign and coming to Washington, I found pretty interesting. At this stage in September of 2008, there's no such thing as suspending your presidential campaign. He may be coming to Washington to deal with the crisis or take meetings or photo ops or talk to people or solve the problem, but believe me, he's campaigning. So he may not be.
Todd, before we let you go, can you just very quickly, because we just have a few seconds here, sum up where they are on Capitol Hill on this bailout/rescue plan?
Yeah, going into bipartisan meetings at 10 o'clock this morning, the intent is to finalize a bill. Republican leader John Boehner says no final agreement will come of this meeting, but that we're close. So they're starting to coalesce. I think the president's speech was helpful. I think the fact that both candidates are coming to town is helpful. And everyone's starting to sort of sip from the same pool here.
And they seem to have agreement on CEO compensation, which should make some fat cats, Todd, a little nervous here in New York. Todd Zwillich, Capital News Connection, thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Adora.
And we turn now to takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein.